Boker Tov, everybody. It is Monday morning, and we're back with Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, Halacha of the Day. And we completed chapter 28. We move on to chapter 29, Perek Chav Tes, the laws of Midos, proper character traits and behavior. Today's learning should be a refuah shlema for Pinchas Elio ben Rachel. And we begin with Halacha Aleph. Ha'anashim chalukim heim b'deoseihem, perush b'tiv'eihem. All people are different and distinct from one another in their nature, in the way that they act, in their inclinations. Yesh adam shu bal chema koes tamid. Some people are naturally easy to become angry, always getting upset about things. Yesh adai tamid yushevas alevin. Some people are very calm and settled, and rarely, if ever, get very angry or upset. Ve'eno koes klal. Oshu koes pa machas barbishonim, or maybe they get angry just every once in a while. There's a whole range. Yesh adam shu gvalev bioser. Some people are arrogant or haughty and think very highly of themselves. Yeshu shfal ruach biozer, and some people are naturally a lot more humble. Yeshu bal taiva, some people have many desires. Shelo tispa nafsho me'aloch b'taiva, and can almost never satisfy themselves without running to the next desire. Yeshu leiv tar me'od v'lo yis'av afilu l'dvarim ma'atim shaguf tzarich lahem, and some people are just more naturally sort of pure and don't desire extra things. They barely even need the minimum just to keep themselves going. Some people are constantly chasing after money and will never be satisfied with all the money in the world. Like the pasuk says, one who loves money will never be satisfied by it. And some people are satisfied with very little and have no interest or desire in running after money. They want even just what they need, or maybe even less. And they're not interested in running around trying to acquire more and more and more. Yeshu misagif atzmo berav. Some people cause themselves to be hungry. Vekovetz al yado umashu ochel mishelo ochel betzar, because they don't want to spend their money on food. They're too stingy to even spend their own money on things that they need. And even when they buy themselves food, it's painful for them to spend their money. Yeshu mefazer kol mamono. And some people are very generous, or even beyond almost careless or irresponsible by throwing their money all around. The opposite. And so too with each and every character trait, nature, way of life. Kigon meholel ve'onein. Some people are very joyous or almost frivolous, and some people are very sad or solemn. Ve'kilai ve'shoah. Again, stingy, cheap, versus generous. Achzar ve'rachman. Some people are more naturally cruel or heartless, and some are more naturally caring and compassionate. Rach leva ve'amitz levav. Some people are more timid, and some are more brave. V'chayotze bahen. In every single character trait, in every single way of behavior, there's a whole range. Some people are all the way on one end, all the way on the other end, or somewhere in the middle. The bottom line is that everybody is born with a different, unique, and distinct nature from one another. So how can we possibly have a chapter on laws of how to behave if we're all born so differently? So the Kitzer continues in Halacha Beis and says, Haderech hatov ve'hayashar hu, the good and proper and straight way. And I'll mention that some of us actually learned a little bit of it, this together, last year from the Rambam's Hilchos Deos, which is where much of the Kitzer's halachos in this area come from. The Rambam wrote a whole section of his book called Hilchos Deos, the laws of, again, Midos, ways of life, character traits. And much of this comes from the Rambam's classic work. The proper, good, the straight path that a person should strive for in any one of these particular areas, sheyargil adam es atzmo lalechas b'derech emtzai, that a person should strive in general for the middle path. Lo yis'ave elo dvarim she'aguf tzarech lehem. He's going to give a few examples now, but really it has to be applied to each and every character trait on its own. So for example, a person shouldn't desire so much extra stuff. He should desire to take care of himself and to give his body what it needs, to provide his body with the things it needs to live. Like the pasuk says, a tzaddik eats to satiate himself, to fill himself up. Doesn't need extra, he doesn't need the fanciest or greatest foods in the world. He needs to eat to live. The middle path, don't starve yourself, take care of your body, treat yourself well, but don't go overboard. How much should a person work? How much money should a person make? Work enough that you can buy what you need for your necessities. Like the pasuk says, it's good for a tzaddik to have a little bit. You don't need to work until you have all the money in the world. You won't be satisfied with that anyway. But you also should make sure that you're working enough that you can take care of yourself properly and you're not living in poverty. Once again, the middle path. V'leyikpot yarav biyoser v'gam leifazer mamono eliyitin staka kfi misas yado umalve karaui lemi shetzarich. Shouldn't be too much of a spendthrift or even overly irresponsibly generous with your money that you give to everybody too much that you can't even afford it. But you also shouldn't be so stingy that you won't give, that you don't share. Rather, a person should give tzedakah according to his resources, according to what he has, to the people who really need it. Again, find the responsible, middle, moderate path. A person shouldn't be, again, too frivolous or playful all the time, too silly. But also shouldn't be sad or depressed or solemn all the time. The middle path. A person should always be joyous, but joyous in a healthy, relaxed sort of way. So the smile on his face. And so too, with majority, with almost all of the other character traits, the Kitzur says, this is how we strive to behave. The middle path is the proper way. One who is able to straddle and to walk down this middle path, this golden mean, this Shvil HaZahav, he is one who is considered to be a Chacham, one who is wise. What we're going to learn about on Wednesday, Emir Tzashem, is the two exceptions to this rule. The Rambam, and by extension, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that we're going to learn, says that there are two character traits where we're not striving for the middle. We're actually going for the extreme. Come back then to learn what those are. Have a wonderful day.